AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Atlanta say one person has been killed, three others injured in a shooting inside a building downtown. No suspect is in custody. Anyone in the area in Atlanta is being told to secure their building and shelter in place. Russia claims it foiled an attack by Ukrainian drones on the Kremlin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says they didn't do it.
We don't have, you know, enough weapon for this. That's why we don't use it anywhere. For us, that is the deficit. We can't spend it. And we didn't attack Putin.
Russia is calling it an unsuccessful assassination attempt against President Vladimir Putin and promising retaliation for what it termed a terrorist act. A day after it was announced President Biden is going to send 1,500 troops to the Mexico border, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he wished to go back to border policy from the previous administration.
I feel that Donald Trump did the best job in my political lifetime. When Donald Trump did something, it worked.
Coronavirus-related restrictions at the border run out next week. Three teenagers in Colorado accused of killing a woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars have been charged with murder and other crimes. Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, has been booked into jail on aggravated sexual battery charges over an alleged altercation at a Kansas restaurant in late February. The Federal Trade Commission says Facebook misled parents and failed to protect the privacy of children using its Messenger Kids app, including misrepresenting the access it provided to app developers to private user data. The FTC is proposing sweeping changes to a 2020 privacy order for Facebook, now called Meta. Stocks are slightly higher, leading up to a Federal Reserve announcement on interest rates. This is AP News. New York lawmakers passed a $229 billion budget that includes a minimum wage hike and attempts to curb illegal and unlicensed marijuana shops. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The minimum wage will increase to $17 in New York City and its suburbs, $16 elsewhere in the state by 2026. Governor Hochul says also approved a revision of the state's bail laws that give judges more discretion.
If they need to hold violent criminals accountable, it upholds our fundamental belief in a criminal justice system that is fair and accessible to all, and also ensure that poverty is never treated as a crime.
Another bill gives regulators power to confiscate marijuana products from unlicensed shops. The budget also increases the state's cigarette tax by a dollar to $5.35. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.